As we continue our series of shiurim about striking, the right to strike, and we discussed in our previous shiur if that right that we established in the first shiur of the series of shiurim applies to rebbes, we said that there is a right to strike in our first shiur, but in our second shiur we said that that right does not apply to Rabbeim. We quoted the tshuva of Rabbi Aaron Kotlin, the Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron. And we continue discussing this subject. The Gemara Masech Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Zayin, Amar Aleph, in discussing the halacha about a worker being let go, leaving the middle of the day, being let go in the middle of the day. And the Gemara says that if a worker is let go in the middle of the day, when the employer had told him that he would have a whole day of work, he's only entitled to schar v'tehillah. As the Rishonim explain, what that means is, how much would he be willing to get, not work, to get paid, but not have to get work? But the Gemara identifies uchus shada mechuza. And as Rashi explains, these are people who are used to working hard and cannot sit idle. The Rambam takes it even a step further that if they won't work, chas v'sholem, they'll get sick. So in that Gemara, Rabbeinu Yoel says that if somebody hired a teacher for his son, halacha question, somebody hires a teacher for his son, and the son got sick in a situation where the teacher had no reason to believe that this student would get sick, so he has to pay him his entire salary. And the halacha that we learned in our Gemara, boil bottle, how much would the teacher be willing to take not to have to come to work today, doesn't apply. And the Rabbeinu Yoel explains why. The Rabbeinu Yoel says, Ki kol loim de toira doimim lechushle de mechuza. Whoever teaches Torah is compared to chushle de mechuza. Shabbatola goyim shicha v'kayvet avarim. A Rebbe who is not constantly teaching will atrophy. As the Ritva, that doesn't, yes, the Rebbe has to continue learning, but why does he have to continue teaching? So he should still be paid like a poil bottle because he could have stayed home and learned by himself and not have to go and teach his students. Says the Ritva, an incredible vart. He says, you can't compare teaching Torah to Talmidim to learning Torah by yourself. As we know, umitalmidai yoyse mekulam. So telling a Rebbe, stay home and learn, is not the same as going to teach. The Papua Harifta says that when one teaches Talmidim, he has to be very sharp. And if you take away from him that opportunity, when you take away from him that opportunity, he loses his madrega in learning. The Ratvaz has a different approach. He says, a Rebbe who's always teaching, enjoys his teaching, and it's not considered a bother to him. And if you take away from him that opportunity to teach, says the Ratvaz, a teacher, a Rebbe, who constantly is teaching, if you take away from him the opportunity to teach, he will get physically sick. And that's what the comparison is, tachush de mechuza. Just like if they don't work, they get sick, and that's why there's no concept a poil bottle, bachlusha de mechuza, so too is the halacha by Rebbe. Ramosha, in a series of tshuvas, discusses this shaila about Rabbeim going on strike. There's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, Choshim Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nuntes. Ramosha's approach, why Rabbeim may not go on strike, is because we know that the halach is Ma'ani Bechinom, Af Atam Bechinom. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyochel does not get paid to teach us Torah, Af Atam Bechinom, we too are not allowed to get paid to teach Torah. So how does a Rebbe get paid? How does somebody who does Avodas HaKodesh get paid? The answer is they get Schar B'Teila. The answer is that since they could have done something else during that time, and they chose, instead of doing something else, to teach Torah, they're entitled to Schar B'Teila. Says Rav Moshe, 2 points. This is the way I understand Rav Moshe says. One, the right to strike perhaps only applies to someone who's getting paid as a regular employee. But somebody whose entire salary is being paid because of Schar B'Teila, there is no concept of a right to strike. And another point he says is as follows. What's going to happen? The Rebbe is going to go on strike. He says while the Rebbe goes on strike, he's not doing anything. So since he's not doing anything, he has an obligation to teach Talmidim. Because what's the entire heter for Rebbe to get paid, says Rav Moshe? Because he could have been doing something else. But this person who's striking and not doing something else doesn't have that heter to strike. However, Rav Moshe says that there are rabbeim that are entitled to get salary. The halacha is that those that teach chumash to young children are entitled to salary. So would there be a difference, suggests Rav Moshe, between different rabbeim? Maybe rabbeim of older children, the halacha should be, are not entitled to strike because of the Schar B'Teila concept that we just established. But what about rabbeim of younger children? So here Rav Moshe says, very similar to the concept that we quoted for Rav Aaron in the previous year, Kimen shebittel tenoikis shebeis rabbam hu chayk gadol. Taking children away from learning Torah is a tremendous aveira. She'ein oyle miskayim ella behevel piyam shel tenoikis shebeis rabbam. The entire existence of the world depends on the learning Torah of these children. Even if he's allowed to get paid, and even if we'll say, says Rav Moshe, that this Rebbe, who's a Rebbe in a yeshiva, is not more obligated to make sure that there's Torah learning in the world more than any other Jew. Still, says Rav Moshe, once he took this position of being a Rebbe of Talmidim, so now if he is the one that's going to cause that they shouldn't be learning, he is the Mevatel. And says Rav Moshe, just to earn money to do such a terrible Aveira, there is no heter. But then Rav Moshe continues. And he says, sometimes you have to weigh the alternatives. And he says that if the Rebbe is not getting paid decently on time, he isn't able to be an effective teacher. and if he'll go on strike for a day or two, now, and his work conditions will improve, then he will be able to be a better teacher on the long-term basis. So just like there's a concept of Eis Lasis Lashem Heferu Teres Secho, and that's why we know Torah Shebal Peh was allowed to be written, because otherwise Chas V'Shalom Torah would be forgotten. If by the Rebbe going on strike for a short term, Ramosha says, it may cause that he should become a better Rebbe, the halacha is that maybe he should get paid. And therefore, Ramosha says, it's very connected to another question. And that is, if the Rebbe went on strike and now he wants to get paid for the days that he was on strike, is he entitled to get paid for those days or not? So Ramosha says, certainly if it wasn't a situation where the Rebbe had a contract and the contract was being violated, that certainly even though he should not have gone on strike, as we're learning here in the Gemara, still, says Rav Moshe, if he did go on strike, we pay him as the contract calls for, since the school violated the contract. But even in a situation, suggests Rav Moshe, where he had no contract and therefore had no right to strike, Rav Moshe quotes a Gemara at the end of a parak, Hasoiches Ha'omnin, that pay Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says a tremendous story. Rabbi Baba Chana hired workers to transport barrels of wine. And the workers broke the barrels of wine because they did not take care of them properly. So he was very upset and he took away their coat from them to pay him back. Also, Amru L'Rav. And they came to Rav to complain. These workers came to Rav to complain about what Rav Baba Chana did. Amalei havel glamayu, so he said, give them back their coats. Amalei dina hachi, is that what the halacha requires? They deliberately broke my barrels. Amalei Suraf said, the pasuk says, l'man teilich b'derech toivim. A person has to go b'derech toivim, and even though they did damage to you, you shouldn't take away the coats. So they continued to complain. Certainly, Rabbi Baba Bachana did not want to play them for the time that they were supposed to get paid for. They weren't working. They broke his barrels. But they complained to Rabbi Nianan. We're poor people. For Tarchina Kula Yom, and we work all day. For Kafina, and we're hungry. For Lesla Midi, and we have nothing to eat. Amle Zilhava Grayu. Pay them. Amalei dina hachi, is that the halacha? Do we have to pay workers who not only didn't they do the job, but they caused us this terrible damage? So he said, yes. Because here the pasuk says, for orchos tzadikim tishma. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked, what's happening here? Mefarshim explain a very important lesson. And that is, there's a different set of rules, so to speak, for different people. A person who's a toiv, a person who's a tzaddik, lives life differently than other people. Maybe other people will say, well, this worker did terrible damage to me. He deliberately broke my barrels. And therefore, I shouldn't have to pay him. I should even be able to retrieve the damage. Tells us the Torah, tells us the Pasuk, that maybe is the halacha. But there's a different standard for people who are toiv mitzadikim. And in fact, if you look in the Gra in Mishlei says that the Pasuk in fact divides. First the Pasuk speaks about toivim, and then the Pasuk speaks about tzadikim. Says the Gra, what's shot in that Pasuk? So the Gra says, the Pasuk is teaching us there are different categories of people. There are people who are toivim, who are good people. What's that category? That even though they're entitled to take the coat away from the people who did them, the workers who did them the damage, they don't do so. That's one category. Then the Pasuk goes on to say that there's even another category of individual. And that's a person who's a tzaddik. That not only doesn't he take away the coat that he's entitled to take away, but even he goes a step further. You know what the step further is? That he takes, the step further is that he's a tzaddik and he pays the person for that time. And Ramosha says here in the tshuva, that maybe should be the attitude as well, that even though, as we're learning, we're going to keep on discussing, Rabbeim maybe shouldn't go on strike, but if they went on strike, even if they had no right to go on strike, they had no contract, they had no union, the right thing is to be with Nimishur Sadin and pay them for the time anyway.